ジャンシュセンビギ、ニャムネ、サンジーゴボン、トビチルド、キャバチンビチュー、ニャムネチェアラ、このジャンシュセン。ニャムネチェアドアディパシンジュウィニャムネディレーセン。ジナダ、ニジェ、ダ、ランギミンバチバスド、ソソランランギ、ダンアンズギル、センナダン、ダンアンズギ、センナヨレ、ディマメバスヨラ、ジンビニャムネチェア。ダンアンズギ、シャンラ、ニューベ、サンバヨレ、ルマユスミ、シャンラ、ニューベ、サンバヨレ、ディサンバディアンズギバチャゴレ、ジャンナディディバチャゴレ、ジャンディソニョモンバレ、ダンジャンラ、ニューベ、サンバディメバスヨラ、ツリーニャムネチェコレ、ディシャンディネバスバメバスヨレ。 아양지 지금 당한 저기 남미의 샘 기회처럼 마찬가지 샘다 말하지 파 남발 얘네 최직의 삼다도 제시를 니마투바 최고로 샘 남미의 지산디 아주 등이 전주디 신의 주 신의 냠는 제도 디 아니 샘 남미의 이제 바까지 유가를 삼다는 데를 제시도 니투바 중고로와 지산디네 인사 삼대 냠는 제야 대 셰럽 냠는 제야디 난주 유용 유가는 실용 우유 니수도 하모고와디 디무샤고래 디메바스요라는 이게 뭐 민기리에서 다 신도라서 민세나 대신 신도 마민바나 배 사마라의 춘추이로 와 대 민세도 그 사야기 뒤서 따다 차야 차고로 와 어디 나신 차고로 민용으로 해서 다 아주 개위 차와 대 양수 유래 기용으로 디 개야기 돈다라 파신 주변 염내세 당한 주디 인수 진변 염내 제약이 디고시야 될 약하상 고수 디서 고수로 와
Good evening. So last week we came to look at a topic within the context of the trainings that a being who is a bodhisattva, a being who has entered into the Mahayana paths, engages in order to become a Buddha for the sake of others. And we saw that these trainings can be divided into two general sections, those that ripen one's own continuum and those which ripen the continuum of others. And we saw that those that one engages in order to ripen one's own continuum are the six perfections, and that the trainings that one engages in order to ripen the continuum of others are the four ways of positively influencing others. And the six perfections, we've heard the list of these many times. Those of generosity, ethical restraint, patience, joyous perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. So these we too need to train in, because we also need to achieve the objective of the six perfections, despite not yet being bodhisattvas. So through training in the perfections, one eliminates the corresponding or the opposing afflicted mind. Because each of the perfections is a virtuous mind that serves to eliminate an opposing afflicted mind. And it's in this way that one ripens one's own continuum through cultivating a perfection, or one of the trainings of the perfections. And so here we can understand the word ripening, or ripen, in the same way as we use it in everyday society. For a fruit to be edible, it needs to ripen. So for the result to be achieved, there needs to be a ripening process. So this is how we can understand the term. And with the six perfections, we're training in ripening our own continuum through cultivating virtue and eliminating non-virtue. In particular, when training in generosity, one is counteracting and eliminating the selfish afflicted mind of miasliness. when one is training in ethical restraint, one is counteracting and eliminating the affliction of harmful intent, the wish to harm others. When one is training patience, one is overcoming anger. And when one is training in joyous perseverance, one is overcoming laziness. And not just laziness in general, but laziness in relation to engaging in virtue. Because one may be very busy and engaging in a variety of activities, but from the Dharma perspective, that is still laziness. And then through training in the fifth perfection, that of concentration, this overcomes distraction, in particular, distraction to a virtuous object. And through training in wisdom, one overcomes ignorance, in particular, the ignorance that does not understand reality, that does not understand how phenomena exist or phenomena abide. So all of us, having these afflictions from miserliness and so forth, we need to eliminate them. Therefore, we need to engage in training similar to the perfections, but engage in training in generosity, ethical restraint, patience, and so forth, in order to ripen our own continuum. The entity of generosity, the meaning of generosity. So firstly, it's a training. And we remember that the literal understanding of the word training is to gain experience of. So what is it that one must gain experience of? It's cultivating the wish to give. So the practice or the training of generosity is cultivating the intent, the wish to give. And what is it that one will give? Whatever one has, one's resources, one's varying good qualities, one's body, whatever one has, one gives. So the training of generosity is developing a way of thinking, a way of wanting to give. In other words, developing an open heart and being generous with others. This is the training in generosity, cultivating a wish to be open towards and generous towards others, the wish to give. When one comes across unexpectedly someone in need, so let's say we come across someone who's hungry. Here, it's very easy to solve their suffering, to resolve their suffering rather, and that it would be through giving them some food. But if we lack the wish to give them food, we won't help them. We won't give them anything. So generosity, as we just heard in the previous segment, that's its essence or its entity is the wish to give. We lack the wish to give despite meeting someone who is in need and us having the resource to give, we won't do so. And what holds us back when we're aware of an opportunity where we can give to others? It's our own afflicted mind of miserliness. When under the influence of the affliction of miserliness, we then actually lack the capacity to give to others, despite having the opportunity and the means. Rather, we will look the other way or make up an excuse. So what we need to do to overcome this affliction of miserliness, this selfish mind that keeps us focused on our own benefit, is we need to develop a wish to give in our meditation. And the stronger this wish we develop in our meditation, the more readily we will take the opportunities that come our way. And even where we lack the resources to fulfill the needs of others, we will certainly give rise to the wish to be able to do so in the future. And this comes about in dependence on training our mind, in the wish to give. Last time we started to look at the three types of generosity. The three types are the generosity of giving the Dharma, of giving fearlessness, and of giving material objects. So we looked last time at the first of these three, that of giving Dharma. And here this is independence on one's own knowledge and experience. One shares this with others. One gives this to others, helping them in terms of gaining knowledge or information over areas where they lack knowledge and information, as well as information or training, rather, advice on training in the integration of that knowledge. So this would be the giving of Dharma. And tonight we'll start then with the second of the three, that of giving of fearlessness. So this is on page 40, and the second point from the top. Giving of fearlessness. This is then directed towards other sentient beings, whether humans or animals, and in particular other sentient beings whose life is in danger. And the sentient being whose life is in danger, one gives them fearlessness by rescuing them or saving them so that their life is not lost. This is the giving of fearlessness. So one trains one's mind here in the context of the giving of fearlessness, that towards any sentient being, whomever they are, should they encounter danger, or any sentient being who encounters danger, I will not discriminate. I will help them in accordance with my ability. I will protect their life.
Then,
So looking at the text then, giving protection to those oppressed by the wrath of kings, soldiers, etc. So yeah, we take and should understand this in a very broad sense. It's those who are facing danger from those with authority. So we can think of kings, armies, dictators, in general, whomever has power, if they are abusing that power, using that power in a way that places others in danger, we should help where we can. We should protect life. So again, we need to relate to this style of writing in an expansive way, because we're not so likely to meet people who are in danger either from soldiers or kings, but we can understand it though between conflict within a family, between individuals, between communities. Where we encounter this, we should do what we can to protect life. It's of course very apparent that helping those who are in fear of their life, protecting those who are in fear of their life, protecting them from dying, is a good thing to do. So that should be apparent. But perhaps it's less obvious why this is included in generosity, in the training in generosity. So what is it that one is giving, remembering that the entity of generosity is the wish to give? So here, one is giving to others, to in particular to those who are in fear about their life being severed, is saving their life. And thereby, one is giving them the opportunity to live out their lifespan. The lifespan the span of life that they have, to be able to fulfill that. This, giving them this opportunity, is the act of generosity.
Jibale Kyobion Kyoba di the Michi Pichimba Sajik Shawar. Jesadi Dinganzu Mi Migi Milia the Migi da Mazu Semje Mili Nada Ma so Sukendi Michagore Miche. The Susa de la Mie Yungura Dudoyo Damarangura Chindiniki Midile Kyoba Nazuida Migi Ma Suege Tablam Dele Pa Tarachin Kyob Tuba in the Semje Nada Mi Nada Dini Kyoba Nada Anzuke.
Sentient beings, particularly humans, are very inventive in ways to harm others, to take life. We know of already so many ways that life is intentionally taken. So there are many different forms of warfare. There are many beings with power, such as kings and others, who use that to bring harm to others. And this is certainly true in our human world. It's also true amongst animals. And if we, and it's not just, of course, in certain circumstances like that, but we should also bear in mind those which we're more likely to encounter between humans, which is conflict between individuals. And here, if we imagine ourselves in a situation where we see someone's life is in danger from another individual or a group, if we haven't trained well in at a time like that of grave danger, we may well be paralyzed by our own fear. We may not have and thereby, due to this affliction arising within us, not be able to use our wisdom and think, how can I act skillfully? On the other hand, though, if we have trained well beforehand, the Dharma develops great strength of mind within a skilled practitioner. And in a time like that, this inner strength will arise, and one is much more likely to be able to get involved skillfully. Dharma, in a variety of contexts, helps one have a heartfelt courage to be able to engage skillfully. And in the kind of circumstances that one may find oneself having the opportunity to practice the generosity of fearlessness, again, we need to think about this very broadly. The being whose life could be in danger can be a human or an animal. The being who's threatening their life, they too can be a human or animal. So in terms of the beings involved, it can be either. It can also, the means is very wide, as well as the method. So we engage in these in our meditating, thinking about what we may encounter, developing the ever stronger wish to be able to protect beings and help them live out their lifespan.
Nyaya, Buru si tini tongwe ni andi zong anzu ki tu pa nyue si andi kwa pa kwa tseta tang lue xa bai na andi di su mi chik pi chimba chai kwa re so le kyo kwa rwa kwa mi sim suya ki jen tam liya di kwa so le kyo bai za mi chik pi chimba
One who's training successfully in the wish to give, in particular giving fearlessness, not only will they more readily engage when a being's life is in danger, but they may well choose intentionally to seek out beings that are in danger and help them and be of benefit to them in a time of desperate need. So for example, someone has developed a strong wish to help beings whose life is in danger, may go to a shop that sells bait and buys a whole lot of bait that would otherwise, those worms would otherwise be pierced with a hook and then fed, probably still alive, to a fish. So here someone would buy that bait and go to the appropriate environment and release those sentient beings. And thereby, even these tiny little sentient beings would be able to have the opportunity to live out their lifespan. So this illustration of animal liberation, this too is how one can practice the generosity of fearlessness. The illustration I've just given, then, we can relate again to the text. And reading on, those frightened by sentient beings, such as spirits, demons, wild animals, and snakes. So here, we can think of, as the illustration just given, and others, where a being is in danger from being killed or harmed by other sentient beings, such as spirits or wild animals and snakes and so forth. And here, one can help them, save their life. There are many illustrations one can think, and the being that one saves can be an animal from being eaten by a predator, or a human from being attacked by a predator. And here, one is practicing the generosity of giving, of fearlessness. So there, in this section, we see where the predator, it's very clear that the predator can be either an animal or a human. Then turning to the text now, the last section presents where the danger comes from an inanimate source. So not from an animate source, such as a human or an animal, but an inanimate source. Those frightened by inanimate forces, such as burning, crashing, drowning, and suffocation. So here we can, of course, think about beings whose life is in danger from bushfires or cyclones or earthquakes, these kinds of events which do sever so many beings' lives. Here, when we see beings in danger, where we can help, we should help them.
Inanimate
forces, these refer to the elements that the material world is comprised of being out of balance. When they're out of balance, we have burning, crushing, drowning, suffocation. So the Tibetan literally mentions the four elements, not illustrations as our translation has. So the way we can also understand it then is when these elements in our body are out of order, then illness arises. And here the giving of fearlessness is also giving medical treatment or access to medical treatment to those whose lives are in danger due to illness. Then, just to summarize, the giving of fearlessness is giving to those whose life is in danger of being severed, giving them the opportunity to live out their lifespan, helping them, protecting them, saving them, enabling them to become freed from this tremendous fear of their precious life being severed, what is giving them the opportunity to live their life. When one has given fearlessness to others, or perhaps one has observed it being done, it's very clear that the person or the animal who was in such grave danger, their life was almost certainly about to be taken from them, when they are helped unexpectedly and their life has been saved, such joy arises within them and so much appreciation and gratitude from deep within them arises towards the person who has saved them. An overwhelming joy arises within this clearly suffering sentient being. And this has been done in our context here by the practitioner. The practitioner has enabled someone else not to just have their life saved, but for great joy to arise within them, as well as with this joy, an appreciation, a gratitude. And this leads to the accumulation of virtue. And because of the strength of mind, a sizable amount of virtue is accumulated. So this, the practitioner has enabled the person to do as well as have their life saved. And then, of course, the practitioner themselves, who has saved the life of another, great joy arises within them, amplifying their virtue too. And for the practitioner who offers generosity of fearlessness, the karmic ripening result for them will include that in the future lives, their lifespan will be long, they will not suffer from grave illnesses and so forth. For example, should a person who experiences illness, but if they have, if the ripening effect of previously having help the beings in grave danger, should that ripen, that will ensure that despite being ill, they will have access to medical treatment, and that medical treatment is effective. As with other trainings, the way one engages in the practice of giving of fearlessness is in one's meditation. One thinks of varying situations and generates the wish, may I help beings in that situation. There are almost certainly beings in this situation in the world right now. May I develop the capacity so that I can be of benefit to them. You develop a sincere wish to help beings in a time of crisis. And one does this repeatedly, and then when one encounters an opportunity, one is much more likely, where opportunity and capacity come together, to take that opportunity and to help a being in need. And then there'll be other times where one cannot help. Perhaps one is not directly there, but it's something one's reading about or observing through the news. Then one will still give rise to the aspiration, may I develop the capacity to help beings in these dire situations. May all beings be freed of situations. May I be able to help those in need. And in this way, even where we cannot directly help, we can still strengthen this heartfelt wish, this deep inner courageous mind that will stand up and be there for others who are in need. The training in generosity has the three subdivisions of the giving of Dharma, the giving of fearlessness, and now we come to the third, the giving of material generosity. So here the text says, giving food, drink, bedding, healing medicine, and so forth to those who are impoverished. So I slightly changed the translation just to make it a little bit more literal. Giving food, drink, bedding, healing medicine, and so forth to those who are impoverished.
Tidanda nga juge simje nga juge meda dundro la soba kare shide nga juge ta saya tun ye ke kanga chi li gyo wa ta kanga chi shyo de saya tun ye ke ma ra chi kanga ane maljen la dyo nga ju du lo so du lo ko ya ta de ni ke hang gwa la soba de nga juge ko he ki de ni de da nyi sha da de su ge kanga de ni ke me be kanga de ni cha be me ba kanga でねじげだルルやねなぜじゅんじゅんでででねけめんじゅしせほらでねけだめんじゅしべたらめべでねけかがゆんぐろちゃだでねけどがもぼでどがじがぞやでらだなぞれげじいなよらげどがでだえじげさやとやだまじげだかじゅんきんつゆじきんきんきとでかがとねかがりごらんずれちゃでねけかがりせほれちゃでねけせやりやねさやとやめんでりやさやとやかわてじ で、かがせごれ。どろごえめへんぞりゃ、どろげちんばんてえちなのこどがかがせごれ。で、なでさたかんばだでにげめんぞりゃ、かんびげどしな、こらちぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇぇ ne that sansing ji bige samna nyamne ji de de da nyamne samle ya ti su pa ti ngi ti ro ji gi sem be samlo de ya ne ya do ta ya de samna na ti tang ku wi sa ra
the third practice of giving is that of material generosity, and as before the object towards the generosity is directed, can be humans, animals, unseen beings, anyone in need. And here, from the illustrations in the text is drawing specific attention to the fulfillment of basic needs. Because if whomever one is, whether a human or an animal, if one's basic needs are not fulfilled, so much worry and stress is arises. If one lacks food or clean water, clothing, a home, or if one is ill and lacks any medical treatment, this causes so much mental distress. But on the other hand, for any being, should the basic needs be fulfilled, then not only is that deep distress resolved, but there is then this the opportunity for a being to build, develop themselves, develop qualities within themselves. So here, the illustrations that are given are those of generating the wish to be able to ensure that all beings, without exception, have their basic needs completely fulfilled. One develops the wish that wherever, whichever beings are lacking any type of basic need, may I be able to fulfill that. May their needs be fulfilled. And here we could also include those who lack circumstances they require, the conditions they require for education. This education is of such importance. Through education, so many more opportunities become available for development. So here one also can generate the deep aspiration to be able to ensure that all beings have the conditions they require to be educated. Bodhisattva has generated the strong wish for all beings to be freed of every form of suffering and achieve lasting happiness, and the determination to bring that such a state about or help beings achieve such a state. So here they, in their meditations, through meditating on generosity, they're strengthening their inner determination to ensure that beings achieve a state. They develop qualities within themselves so that they gain complete freedom. So here, one starts by thinking, just on a simple level, I will help all beings in danger. Those who are, especially those who are whose life is in danger and thereby have given rise to great fear, I will be there for them. I will help them. Moreover, those who are suffering fear because their basic needs are not fulfilled, or they cannot care for their loved ones properly, those who are hungry, those who lack a safe home, those who are ill, I will be there for them. I will ease their suffering and pain. And here the Bodhisattva will repeatedly, over a sustained period, meditate on generosity, or in this way, strengthening their mind, their resolve to ease the suffering burden of others, and in particular, to lead them in their development so that they can eradicate their suffering entirely.
The problems that beings experience, whether these are people or animals whom we directly encounter, or those that we don't directly encounter but perhaps we observe, the variety of problems that people encounter is so broad as to be said to be limitless. Can be from one being killing another, one being eating another alive. Those problems on the natural environment, such as bushfires, floods, earthquakes, and so forth, as well as then another class of problems, such as from a lack of good resources, where beings are suffering, say, perhaps famine, or due to impoverishment, hunger, or due to the degradation of the environment, they lack access to clean water. They perhaps have insufficient inadequate clothing for their environment, or they lack the access to medical treatment for the illness that they're experiencing, or they lack access to sufficiently good education so that they can develop skills within themselves. And it's to overcome these types of problems that ordinary people in our world engage in so many activities, not just people, but animals too. In fact, the vast majority of being's time and mental energy is consumed with just either preventing, overcoming these problems or trying to prevent them from arising, prevent, or if they do, so that they're less severe. This consumes so much of being's time and energy. So here, for the practitioner, in their meditation, they generate the strong and sincere wish, may all beings be freed from such suffering. May all beings develop the causes that will ensure they do not experience such suffering. And where they have accumulated such causes in the past, may they eradicate, eliminate, purify those causes, and thereby not experience any suffering results like these, or any at all. Here we generate this mind ever more in meditation, stronger and stronger. And the stronger that this mind is within us, then when we do encounter beings in need, not only are we much more likely to get involved, but we are likely also to be more skillful in how we help others.
Semjian tamje dewa da dena temper show sembige samdan semjian de duwa da jawa show sibige jamni ji komba za jisa semje duwa da jamni ji komne semjian ji duwa da jawa de ngi ji gin semjian de dewa de temba da ngi ji gin sibige ta ko da ji ka so re fa sa nam da de lo le jawa yin za jisa da semjian de duwa da semje le duwa gal li gu sene da da duwa de ge de Jesus dunga da jawa sho samba zamji go dunga da thu go ma rwa jesus di mo su la le samlo di jawa sho samba samlo dan se we je ya ne dan ne del ya ga ga di ngi se gi ngi di ro ji gi samba sam da de ne mo su ra an de ne ge ga tu chi ge ne ko le ya sa ya dong ya ge ro ba che wu de men ju ro de che wu de an ji me ta del ya so lo ge ro ba che de du xin ne dunga se ya che dunga se de che da Semjian dewa de denpa shuo sebe de dene ge dunga se yang de zaya dunga de de ko zhuo duo ye ge dunga se yang de ko kala zhen zhe de ne zaya zaya yang de ni sen di ye yong ru zaya zaya kala se we dewa yong ru zaya dunga ye ge zhe bi dunga se na zhe bi dewa dunga se we dewa de shang shu yi li guo de dunga dewa de chu na dunga de shang shi de ko ni jik se na jik chung guo de da ge zhe an dene yin zang an zhu ge Yamden Jagas, this is some Tawa Nashin, Talalan Tala, Lustawa di Chagurwa.
I would imagine it should be quite clear from the presentation that I've given that for a bodhisattva who's trained for so long, cultivating love and compassion, and generating in particular this the altruistic attitude or special intention. That their every thought is pervaded by the wish, may all beings achieve happiness, may all beings be freed from suffering, may beings accumulate the causes for happiness and eliminate and no longer accumulate causes for suffering. Having these thoughts deep and powerful within them, as well as having given rise to the altruistic attitude, where they see it as their own personal individual responsibility to guide beings to achieve such a state, that in dependence on this prior training, meditating on generosity follows seamlessly. The wish to give Dharma, the wish to give fearlessness, the wish to fulfill all material needs follows seamlessly. And the Bodhisattva too, through their skillful training also in dependent arising, will understand that as they ease the suffering of beings, happiness will grow within beings. As beings suffer less, they are happier. Likewise, or conversely, where the bodhisattva can help being experience more happiness, their suffering will be overcome too. So it works in both ways. So here the bodhisattva sees the relationship between the fulfillment of the aspiration of love and the fulfillment of the aspiration of compassion, how these two work together, how the arisal of happiness weakens suffering, how the weakening of suffering leads to the arisal of happiness. And this all comes together in the meditation on generosity, which has as its basis the minds of love and compassion and the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility.
Digi soyo de chasan yudan jele dene yungu gore, chasan yudan jele dene yungu zan, simchen dewa de denpa shuwa samba tsam yu yungu, ko nganzu yu kone dewa de denpa shuwa kol ya dewa samtang, nganzu kone kol rokpo cheba yine, ko kanga nyakab segiri de kol ya kola mahomba na digi yungu yudi sagu omara, yungu omara, chasan ko yusa chuku gore yas. जिसा देने की आह जो रोकवा चे अन सेमदान ये वो सु देने अन कोलिया अन जी जिम्बे न्यामले चे तं चुरिमले को गुसा चुगुरेस जिसा देवा दे टेंपल शे देवी गुदे टेंपल गुदे टेंपल गुजे देवी गुदे साजु जिसा देवी गुदे साजु बे न कोलिया देने की कोई कोलिया जिम्बे न्यामले चे चुआ तं के जी अंदी गुसा जे मौ बना को जेवा चिमा का वा जेवे ने कोरों ठुंगे ना कांगा में बाद कांगा से उंगले सच्ची नेगाप दिच्छेरे अने देंगा जो चुकी चिंबा दला रिक चुकी जो मंगबो होले ते दिनाचिन ता गोम न्यामले जेए दिंगे जन जुबिया ता शिने न्यामले जिया तोंबानी तोपी के तोंबानी भाचे भाचे न्� 중앙에 규사와는 매워서고래. 지난 디지연에게 규영수 풍숨토보 주비하다. 중앙에 규차사 매워서야기 띵기 대화 주비하기 지고. 지난 추기 진바디기 콜야 띵기 대화 영야기 중앙에 주야다. 안 디지 주비하기 규사 주야. 중앙에 규사와는 제발 매워서야기 띵기 대화 토비하기 나 진바디 추기 진바디 차고래. 상징이 집어서야지 내가 기강아체야기 사야동야당 내나서 세야기 다 고가스는 콜리아 고의 취념내 저 수부 대상고월에 내나 강아를 세고월에 되니기 수부 대상 매바이나 아니 교이마이나 아니 저기 취념내 저 고브라고 말아 되니서 내가 상징이 집어도 혼 내가 기 콜리아 류 나서 매바다 집어를 껴야 돼서 최고 저다 되니다 되디 집어 취기 집어다 미지비 진바다 사싱이 진바 숨보 냠는 지용도 샘젠 탐지 샘젠 디게 차사 내갑 대와 마오바나 기디네 대와 내갑 둥아 메바 마오바네 마오바나 둥아 자와기니 메바 타야기 탑람지 띵고래 제나디 마주게 도스체는 냠는 지야 디게다 샘젠 유조된 탐바 주야 되는 스트루크 자주세 만남기 도스체는 냉고르와다 내가 불러와다 되지. 집에 집어라 주기 집에 지금 내가 없이 세우라 세디기 동안에 교배 시에 타야 교배 지세우라.
The yogin will be very developed in terms of their spiritual training by this point. Their mind will be broad and expansive, and they'll have a far-sighted outlook. So they'll want to ease the suffering burden of beings right now. They'll want beings to have their basic needs fulfilled, to be able to live out their lifespan, and therefore will engage in the practice of offering material generosity, as well as the offering of fearlessness, in order to be able to ease the temporary sufferings that beings experience. But due to their wide and expansive mind and their far-sighted outlook, that will not be even the primary focus of the practitioner, because they will be aware that the beings that they are helping have on their continuum the causes that will lead to future suffering, and they are likely to continue to engage in the accumulation of causes that will lead to future suffering. So whilst the Bodhisattva will help beings alleviate temporary sufferings, they will also want to help them accumulate the causes that will lead to happiness in their future lives. So here, the skilled practitioner will, where they can, help guide beings in firstly identifying what the causes for happiness are and how to cultivate them. So here, the skilled practitioner, when they have the opportunity, in particular, will give advice on how to be ethical, as well as generosity, in particular these two, and if possible, the practice of patience, because it's these three which will lead to the cultivation of causes that lead to good rebirths in future lives. So in this way, the skilled practitioner will either explicitly give the Dharma or implicitly give advice on how to be ethical and thereby create the causes for good future rebirths, how to be generous and thereby create causes to have an abundance of material deeds, as well as how to be patient and therefore achieve those ripening results of harmonious relationships and so forth. So this will be a focus of the skilled practitioner, and moreover, due to their own knowledge and experience, they will know that cultivating such causes for future lives is imperative, but that alone is insufficient. Because whilst those are the causes to ensure that suffering beings have good rebirths, even when good rebirths are attained, the being will remain bound in samsara. So therefore, the skilled practitioner, when the opportunity presents itself, will help others to develop the causes that will lead to lasting happiness, not just temporary happiness, not just the happiness of this life or future lives, but lasting happiness that comes when the suffering ceases, when one attains liberation from suffering through the elimination of the afflicted minds together with their seeds. So here, where the Bodhisattva can, the Bodhisattva will train beings in how to develop concentration and meditative insight, and to combine that with the wisdom realizing reality. Because it's these two minds that are being developed that lead to the lasting happiness of liberation. And this is what the Bodhisattva truly wants to give to beings, is the ability to achieve the lasting happiness of liberation and enlightenment. So to be clear, every opportunity the Bodhisattva has to help beings achieve temporary happiness, the Bodhisattva will take those readily and practice the generosity of material giving or the giving of fearlessness, but their true wish is, where they can, is to give Dharma, and thereby to help beings have the very least good rebirths, but in particular to achieve the ultimate happiness, the unchanging happiness of liberation and enlightenment.
And the Dora Duna, so that chick duce, Shube Inas or Dora Duna, Lu Longue, Dusum the Sabi, Kesa, Tamje, Pame, the Tango was a Dangi, Sempi, Tango, Reset, then the Dangi, Sempi, Samla Jang, and the Jang man, Susulia, and Chit Lu Longue, Kesa, Kesa, Chibas, Tamje, Pama, Meba, Sena, Meba, Tango, Reset, or that.
The text continues, in brief, with a free heart, give your body, possessions, and your merit of the past, present, and future in order to attain enlightenment for the good of the world. So here, without any trace of miserliness, the skilled bodhisattva gives to others all that they can, they have, in order to bring benefits to others. When the opportunity presents themselves, they take that opportunity and give to others.
Chitanda lucin lo jangores, lo jangje, luce lo jangje, din the lalan tadine, tasimje, susugi, lu longje, chasan, sianja, jig rojeata, susugi, kewasas, kewadia, shengi dunna, simjing dundalia, and umoya, simjing the digi yonga, short tail, yonga, short simbi, moa jaya, and yachi conjulia, rangi givi, shienda, lama la soba, and this will go to you to nearbata, and this will get.
The skilled practitioner of the Bodhisattva has as their object to whom they offer offerings to are in two divisions. So there will be those objects that in dependence upon which lasting happiness of liberation and enlightenment comes. So this would be those such as one's lama and the three jewels, and to them this is the one class of offerings the Bodhisattva makes. The other class of offerings are those who are suffering now. So the one class are those who are freed of suffering, the other class are those who are suffering now. And suffering sentient beings is the second class of offerings that the Bodhisattva, a second class of objects to whom the Bodhisattva makes offerings. And they would offer their body, their material resources, their virtue, anything that they have in order to either ease the suffering that beings are experiencing or to strengthen their connection with the Lama and the Buddha Dharma in order to achieve enlightenment for the sake of others.
It's very possible that one may think, what is the point of making offerings, for example, to my Lama and the Buddha? Because as Buddhas, they have no need. What do I need to offer them? My merit. What's the point of offering my merit? They don't need it. What's the point of offering my body? They don't need it. What's the point of offering my material resources to them? They have no need for these things.
Whilst it is correct that Buddhas have no need for the offerings that they receive, they rather do utilize those offerings. So great benefit does come through those offerings, not explicitly to the Buddhas, but to the suffering sentient beings who are helped by the offerings that the Buddhas receive. So in this way, benefit comes from the offerings made to the Buddhas. So, for example, if you're imagining offering to your Lama your body, your life, all your resources and virtue, then the way that this will actually be enacted is due to the causes created in the future, one's lama will give one some advice, perhaps go and do this or go and help in that way. One will readily do so, because this will now be, perhaps we can say, a physical manifestation of the offerings one has been making. One will readily will go and fulfill the advice of one's lama.
As I've been presenting here, this is how bodhisattvas are training. And they being our role models, those that we look to emulate, we should train just like they do. So in a meditation, we start with the understanding that all that we have for the purpose of being of benefit to others. We train then in our meditation that those whose lives are in danger right now and in the future, may I free them, may I protect them from that danger. All those who are in material need right now or will in the future, may I be able to fulfill their material needs, ease their suffering burden. All those who are struggling to fulfill their potential and overcome problems due to a lack of knowledge and skill, may I help them. May I give them or share with them their required knowledge and skills, so that they can attain happiness. We meditate in the ways that I've been presenting here, leading to an ever stronger inner courageous mind of wanting to help others and ease their burden of suffering.
동의
So I encourage you to continue in this meditation like you've hopefully been doing in the preceding week as well as now in this following week. Because the stronger the wish one develops within one to give to others, the more one will do so. It will have a profound impact not just whilst one is on one's meditation seat, but also slowly, ever more, whilst one is engaging with others, interacting with others. So those of you who work in the medical field, whether in aged care or as nurses or doctors, the stronger the altruistic attitude, the wish to give of your skills and talents to others, the stronger will be the beneficial impact of what you give to others and what they receive from you. Whether it's from a change in your way of communicating, whether it's from a deeper inner strength, to look for solutions to problems, the way you give to others, the way you impact on others, will change. And this will have an impact on what they receive from you. Those who work in education, it's exactly the same. The stronger your wish to be of benefit to those whom you are responsible for educating, the stronger that motivation, that intention is, the more skill in what and care you'll take in how you present, the more skill in how you communicate, the more skill in how you overcome problems and be able to tailor to the individual needs of those before you. And from the side of your students, they will come to recognize how truly fortunate they are to have an educator like yourself. They'll recognize this not just through your change in communication style, but how they see themselves growing and developing too. And for those who are not working in the medical field or in the education field, wherever you interact with others, whether it's in business or in an office, the stronger you've developed the wish to give to others, the stronger this altruistic attitude to be of benefit to others is, you will have the intention that whomever you're interacting with right now, this person is of great value to me. At the very least, I will not bring pain to them. I will not communicate to them in a way that aggravates the difficulties they're experiencing. In fact, this encounter may add to their joy. May I help them in any way that I can. And so here, in whatever walk of life one has, whomever one encounters, through training and generosity, one gives of one's body to others in this way. One gives of one's skills and qualities, inner qualities, to others in this way. And from this, great benefit comes to those in our family, and in our community at large.
Eh, dini yinza, dan dini ki nyamne che de ngor su su samlo thane li gor che de ma ju gi samlo dang dang thone ge wa lu lu nga gi jue ba de ge wa li zuo da ma ro de ma ju kun long ge samlo thane de ra li go kun long samlo de la ji ya bo chung ba de ge wa lu lu nga gi jue ba de ge wa ju ru go ba che zan dini yinza pe ne ngor ju kala se be na ra da ro ba pe ne ji kala se ju ka bla da su su zuo ya ya chi de sam ma da wa che de ngi su bu na le ya ne Bussin Mangoshu, Joris, that Jesuit young Kala said, Judy, Honolia, Joa Jachi, and Deo Lu Devata, he was your show, send me some dust. Denigi, and it did the Consulia digi tevi chimbigi, Senem di Mombana, and he disulia, and Denshi Tempani Kiwi Kitcher, the music with Chigi Timbateche, and the Qualia, Yamajia, Tarbata, Tamsi Yukova, go to her shows me. Denigi some dange, Mansus Sada. And then you get some time that Mongo or other, and then you get it, and as a Kalal Hammer or Chunju Regina, just some you shall be in there, that the Panto you shall is my bachelor, and buy you in there, and Delia Pussin Mongo or the consul Saya, Saya de Pandu, Saya Rawa shows me, consul Jimba in some detail in the Kalal Hammer you be in there, call him Simjin Bumabul, Jimba in some Padamana, deep hair consul Chidu in some Dachi Jebina, the Gawa Chagurva. Dinige sammata je kalama de yushavada anjige kalasawe ne leko de jinade dinishima de kyawasa shoba da kunung de thone dinne samdana ajuge kyawasa ko kala ma sonda dangbo anji ma zanye le ya cheba chu kunje ya phu phu ya chu phu andi ma an busin de ge su bol busin de ge kala yin san chi cheba ina ji kunje le phu bi ge sonam chi sa gore ma busin le jimba ta wi ge sonam chi sa gore sonam ni sa gore ji na deni ge sonam de ya chi ga sem jian tam ji de ge ya da san ji lamadi ku si rin de de don da yin sem ngwa ge ba ina ne ge wa chi sa gore ji na deni ge ge wa deni ge chung chung chi le ya zu ge wa mang bu sa tu ye cha gore ge wa sa wa di Ma kala sani jimba in simpiki, kunjulu puchebo puyegi, kunjulu puye gawa. And my jimba in sometimes jimba tavi gawa. And a gawa dia, the nigga sashi, gawa dia, and the same tamji diyu and chiduins, moa diada, and a rangelama losoba sangi, and chigu, kusilin to ten, don't do in simpiki, moa gawaina, and same jet tamja sanjo go on to be chiduins, moa gawaina, nigawa sagwa. 군원들이야 팬비 샘지 군이야 아니 고수 최고부야다 진비게 냠낸차 안 주도 개화제 고와제 고이 냠낸차 제가 정의 죽순과 사위게 개화 최고 되네 가서 삼다매네 냠낸 제연도 되는 능고하더미 자주 샘바다 안지 냠낸 바디게 되는 능고로 왔다 가서 이네 되네기 지용 투 이게 탑시 제고로 왔다 당하고 삼아 집어를 와
The Buddha-dharma, the emphasis is on inner development, developing our minds. And this is crucial for so many reasons. But a way to relate to it here is whether an activity is virtuous or not depends on the motivation. So here we've been talking about the practice of generosity, which is developing the wish to give. Through engaging in these meditations, seeing an impact on them, One will want the impact that one, the experience one is gaining to be manifest in one's mind off the meditation seat as well in our daily activities. And then as this, the experience of the benefits of meditation grows, one will want and will seek out further applications. So for example, someone who hasn't been engaging in meditation, they will, when they're hungry, they'll eat and then they'll be full and then they'll go on with their day. They may take a bit of care about what they eat and how much they eat and so forth. But that's the extent of their thinking. Someone who's trained well in generosity, for example, will eat the same meal in a very different way. They won't only be eating to satiate their own hunger. In fact, they won't be eating primarily for their own hunger. They'll be wanting to sustain their body so as to engage in ongoing spiritual development. They'll be eating so as to satiate the needs of the beings living within their body. And so they'll be wanting to offer material resources, material food to those beings living within their body and offer them fearlessness. Because if one doesn't eat, those beings will die. And moreover, a skilled practitioner who's making such an offering to the beings within them with sincerity, will recognizing that these are kind mother sentient beings with which even in this life they have connection with. And in dependence on this connection and the offering I'm making now, may I lead you to enlightenment. May you attain a precious human rebirth and may I lead you to enlightenment. So what you see here is firstly a motivation before the activity is generated. The motivation is sustained during the activity and afterwards all that virtue is dedicated. And then afterwards those leftovers, not just no longer mindlessly thrown in the bin, rather they may be, if they're put in the bin, one will think, any beings that encounter this in the municipal dump, may I sustain their lives. Or what one has that is not waste, but one can put outside for insects or birds to eat, one will do so, wanting to ease the suffering of others, practice generosity towards them, make connection with suffering sentient beings, so that when one does become a bodhisattva, in dependence on this connection, we dedicate, may I teach them a dharma, and lead them to enlightenment. And similarly, if puts leftovers in or unused food in a compost maker, one generates a similar motivation to the insects that one encounters in this way. So here, through meditating well and gaining enthusiasm for what one's doing through seeing the benefits, one doesn't leave the minds one is generating on the meditation seat there, but ensures they stay manifest throughout the day. And then opportunities that we encounter in our daily life are no longer lost, but rather they become opportunities to be of benefit to others and to create ongoing virtue so we can be of ever more benefit to others. So this, unlike the illustration in the previous segment, how in your place of work or the people that one encounters in the day, one, in dependence on a motivation of wanting to be of benefit to others, will be of ever more so, so too with our other daily activities. Just to summarize with the illustration of food, but there are so many. When one sits down to eat, one first makes the offering to the three jewels, creating virtue, strengthening our connection, being sure from the outset of our purpose or our motivation for eating. It's not just for to eat something delicious, but it's for an objective of value. Then one eats, offering to the suffering beings within oneself, creating further virtue. Afterwards, one dedicates all that virtue now to the beings that one has connected with through this meal, either directly through those within oneself, or the myriad beings who, in dependence upon their work and their endeavors, we can eat this food. We offer the virtue to them. So this is how skilled practitioners live their lives. And we, where we are, we now try to develop this way of living too.
Well,
it's a little over time, so we'll finish here. Thank you very much.